So please do take your seats if you are not already in them. Thank you for coming and welcome this evening to our praise and worship service. Now, those who know me might know that if I'm leading a service, one like this, I like to pick a theme rather than just picking songs that I like. I prefer to pick a theme. So I was thinking about themes for this evening. And next weekend, I am singing at an event up in near Birmingham with UCB, the Christian radio station. They're doing a big concert and a big event. And the title of that is Greatest Thy Faithfulness. So I thought, do you know what? What better thing to sing about this evening? What better theme to have than God's faithfulness? And so that was the decision that I made. And then I started thinking, oh, but it's Father's Day. Perhaps I should sing songs about how God is a good father to us. And I did pick one for that, but then I thought, well, they kind of fit together, faithfulness, God being our father. But I thought, let's stick with the faithfulness theme. We sang about God being a father this morning. Now, Father's Day is a good day for some people, a perhaps not so good day for other people. But the fact remains, God is our father, and he is faithful. So whatever your relationship with your father might be, or not be as the case may be, God is our father, and he is faithful to us. So that is our theme for this evening. We're going to think about how God is faithful. We're thinking about God's character, but also how we respond to that, how that affects us in our lives and how we respond to that. So before we sing our next song, or before we have some Bible readings and before we sing our next song, we're just going to start by praying. So if you'd like to join me in prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you that you are our Father. You are our good, good Father. And we thank you that you are faithful. And as we think about that this evening, as we think about your faithfulness to us, we pray that we will learn more about you, learn about who you are and how you love us and how you are faithful to us, but also what we can do about that as well and how that affects us. Amen. So, as I said, God's character, God is many, many, many things. He is faithful. Faithful is one of those things. So I've got a couple of Bible verses now that I am going to read just about God's character, his very nature. By his very nature, he is faithful. So Deuteronomy, it tells us, he is the rock. His works are perfect and all his ways are just. A faithful God who does no wrong, upright and just is he. That's his character. And then our second Bible verse is from 2 Timothy. Shall I find it? Oh no, we are there. So it's from 2 Timothy chapter 2. It says, if we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot disown himself. So we might get flaky, we might wander away, we might come back. God doesn't. He is always faithful. He can't disown himself. That is his very character, his very, very nature. So we're going to start now by singing a couple of older songs that really just remind us of that character of God, about how faithful he is. So first of all, and throughout the whole evening, stand if you want to stand, sit if you want to sit, however you feel most comfortable. So if you'd like to stand and join us, we're going to sing, first of all, Great is Thy Faithfulness.
Great is thy faithfulness.
Yes, do take your seats. Wrong microphone, sorry. Second of the slightly older songs has been chosen. You can sit, you can stand, I don't mind. Has been chosen by David. Would you like to say a few words? That's a yes.
Yeah, it's a hymn which I haven't sung for about 30 or 40 years. It's quite an old one, but it was written by a lady called Eliza Hewitt. Now, Eliza Hewitt was a lady who was an American. She was a teacher, but she was assaulted by one of her students and had her back damaged, her spine damaged, and she was in hospital and had to be put in a body cast for 6 months. After that, she still had back problems, damaged spine. She was not paralysed, but she was an invalid for the rest of her life. While she had this body cast on, she were, and in hospital, she started writing poetry, a lot of which has been put to music. One of the poems she wrote was a hymn which you now know is "More About Jesus Would I Know, More of His Grace to Others Show, More of His Saving Fullness See, More of His Love Who Died for Me." But the one I've chosen goes along with Bex's theme, "God is Faithful." Now, even in hospital, writing these words, "God is faithful, ever faithful," reminds us that God isn't just faithful when we're okay, but even in illness, even in times of difficulty. And it's a reminder to me, and I'm sure to each one of us, that even whatever we're going through, God is always faithful, whatever our situation.
Thank you. So again, if you would like to stand, please do. We're going to sing "God is Faithful, Ever Faithful." If you don't know it, I didn't know it, it's actually really, really easy to pick up, but you can enjoy the words, even if you're not familiar with the tune. Sit down. So in the songs that we have just sung, there are words that demonstrate, as I said, the character of God. "There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be." God's faithfulness. He's ever faithful. He will surely keep his word. So thinking about that's God's character, how he is faithful, it doesn't just stop there. He shows that faithfulness to us. It was perhaps a foolish theme for me to pick this evening because I really, really struggled to say the word faithful. I get muddled up with my so just bear with me. So God shows that faithfulness to us all the time. Where, as David said, even in the good times, in the bad times, but he will always show that faithfulness to us. So we're going to have three more readings now that show that. So first of all, from Deuteronomy chapter 7, it says, "Know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commandments." So that's him showing that faithfulness to us for thousands and thousands of generations. And then secondly, this next verse is from Lamentations, which is an interesting book. I love this verse. I just love these verses. It says, "Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." So no matter how long the night, how bad the night might be, every morning, great is God's faithfulness. And then thirdly, from 1 John chapter 1, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." So that's all we need to do, confess our sins. He will be faithful and just. So we're going to sing a number of songs together now. So again, I'll reiterate, stand, sit, however you feel most comfortable. A couple of the songs you may or may not know. If you don't know the song, appreciate the words, as I said. Just enjoy it. Think about God's faithfulness. Think about times when he's been shown that faithfulness to you. So we're going to start by singing "The Goodness of God."
Thank you.
Let's just lift our voices. Time of open prayer. Let's thank God for his faithfulness to us. Feel free to pray as you feel led.
I want to see you, to see you high and lifted up, shining in light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we cry, holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you.
Lord, we thank you that you are in this place tonight. You live in us, and you are here with us. We thank you that even through the fire, even through the flood, that you are faithful forever. You are sovereign over us, Lord. We thank you that that you are always there, no matter what we do. Thank you that we can always rely on you. Amen. Please do sit down. So we're going to read a few more passages from the Bible about, as we've just been singing, that we can rely on God. He shows us his faithfulness. He is a friend to us. And because of that, we can rely on him. He's always there. So first of all, from 2 Thessalonians. Thank you. So it says that the Lord is faithful. He will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. It's not much more simple than that. And then a couple of verses from Psalms. First of all, Psalm 23. Very, very familiar. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. So as I say, that's really familiar words. We sing them often. We hear them often. And what it means is we don't need to fear. God is always there. He is always faithful and we can rely on him. And then Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. So, we're going to sing two more songs now. The first one you will definitely know. The second one, maybe not. Again, if you know it, sing. If you're not so sure, listen to the words and see how we go. So, faithful one, first of all. and our next song. It's called Never Once, as I say. You may or may not know it, but I just love this song. I love the words in the chorus. It says, never once did we ever walk alone. Never once did you leave us on your own, our own. You are faithful, God, you are faithful. So let's sing, Never Once. Please do take your seats. So we have one more song to sing, but before we do that, I want us to think about how we respond. So we've been thinking about God's faithfulness to us and how he's with us through everything. Never once does he leave us on our own. So I'm going to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, and it says, God is faithful, who has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. God's faithful to us. He calls us into fellowship with his Son. So is that going to be our response? Is that how we're going to respond to God's faithfulness? Are we going to say yes? Are we going to invite him to reign in our lives? Are we going to come into fellowship with his Son, Jesus? That could be. Perhaps should be, that could be our response to God's faithfulness. So, we are going to sing one last song to finish. Still thinking about God's faithfulness, but thinking about, yes, our response to that, how we respond and how we can praise God for his faithfulness. So again, if you'd like to join us, if you'd like to stand, if you are able, we're going to finish by singing Give Thanks to the Lord, our God and King. Let's just close in prayer. Father God, thank you for your faithfulness to us. I pray that for every single one of us here, that our response to that will be to be faithful to you. Thank you that we can rely on you. Help us to trust in you. Help us to trust in your faithfulness, that you have plans to prosper us. Be with us as we leave this place, as we go forth into the week. Help us to remember your faithfulness until we meet again. Amen. Do you join us for teas and coffees in the lounge? And thank you for coming. And plenty of time for the football. What should we do? Let's do.